Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This recap episode of Wrestling Soup is brought to you by ComicCrusaders.com. Comic Crusaders is your go-to source for critiques, reviews, columns, and podcasts on all things pop culture, comic books, movies, and more. For more information, follow Comic Crusaders on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or go to ComicCrusaders.com.
Wrestling Soup. I am Anthony Missionary Thomas, and it's time for a quick SmackDown Frankdown recap. This is the part of the dialogue where I say something smarmy and end with a punchline about, hey, I'm watching wrestling on a Friday night. Thanks, Sky Genie, my V-card remains intact.
No, don't do it. I'm a virgin.
The show is live in Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. This is the last SmackDown before
WrestleMania!
Backlash, and WWE wastes no time with pushing the recaps. There's a little girl lost in the ring, but no worries. Charlotte comes out dressed like a slutty Merlin and starts practicing her 5-minute Jimmy Kimmel stand-up before just beating Aaliyah like a redheaded stepkid. Rhonda comes out to stop the child abuse, and Charles and Rhonda start trading wedding invitations. Dick police en route to the ring in order to
be a star against bullying.
Don't be a bully, be a star.
Don't be a bully, be a star.
After a couple of pull-apart attempts, this one finally finishes with another recap. Sashay and Naomi head to the ring and we get commercials. Sashay v. Shayna, Naomi paying her respects to Randy Orton by wearing the cast, while Natty pays her respects to DuPont for helping to hold her top up. Is it even possible that she's getting chestier? Banks starts with the dance, and after a couple of minutes of even back and forth, WWE goes to pay the catering bill. Match is running a little slow paced. Sasha throws some weak slaps and misses a huge kick over the top rope by a mile. Shayna sells it harder than a cricket phone plug. Shayna really is much better than this. Chesty holds down Sasha's foot. Shayna for the assisted pin. This one is over. Or is it? After match shenanigans, Naomi and Sasha finally get the upper hand and chase Natty and Shayna away. Roman recaps happen, and then Kayla and the Usos cut a promo about shoes or some shit.
Chair, please.
Break. WWE doing charity work by helping poor starving artist Bad Bunny shill out his new album. Hopefully someone will buy an album or a billion. Orton and Bro do the promo where Randy highlights the match at WrestleMania Backlash with the Usos. And Bro talks about sucking on his own feet.
Boy, ain't right.
Recap of Mania runs wild, and Corbin is in the ring for happy talk. Corbin starts yapping out his ball licker when Madcap Moss interrupts with,
I guess you could be the big bald wolf.
And this crowd is more dead than a Sonny accident. By the way, congrats on 30 years, Sonny. Hope you don't make it. Moss starts up a Jada Pinkett chant, and mercifully, this shit is done. Until Sunday. Ugh. Not to be outdone, we go right into Recap of Mania 2, The Gulaking. Highlighting weeks of Drew Gulak trying to get a job in WWE while being emasculated by every woman on the roster. It'd be some kind of Rule 34 fetish if it wasn't WWE television. Drew Gulak is in the ring and WWE entertains everyone by going to an ad break. M. Bison is Drew Gulak's opponent tonight.
Yes!
looks absolutely furious. Gunther may be losing some size, but the anger still comes through. Great chops, great powerbomb. And after a
psycho crusher,
Gulak is deemed less effective than a condom in Bray Wyatt's wallet. We get more recapping this time about Boog's injury, and Nakamura is hanging out in the parking garage for his interview about getting revenge on Roman. Sami Zayn just happens to be hiding behind the trailer in the dark by himself, eavesdropping. Break happens. Drew McIntyre does talking. Here's hoping that push number 372 is the charm. Time for some more recapping between the New Day and the Irish Boys, which leads to Pat and Cole talking about their global campaign in order to find Butch. I know. Half of you are like, Butch is missing? And the other half are like, who the fuck is Butch? New Day versus Eastie Boys in a tables match. Match starts off all fiery, and we get flurries and combos all over. Sheamus throwing the meat tonight, and Kofi drives Sheamus through a barricade from the top rope in my favorite bump of the night. WWE Shop Zone ad break, and we get back to action. Sheamus drops Kofi on the apron like a sack of potatoes with a white nose, and Xavier gets all explosive in the ring. Some great back and forth here, fast paced. Butch pops out from the ring vulva and proceeds to violence onto Kofi, saving Sheamus. The Irish Boys drop Woods through a table in the middle of the ring to get the ding, and Butch beats on Woods like it's Brexit after dark. Sheamus and Ridge attempt to restrain the IRA's tiniest member. Kayla Braxton and Paul Heyman in the back. Paul Heyman does a good job of reading between Kayla's lines and figures out that she wants the big P.
Hi, Kayla.
So I caught up with Drew McIntyre earlier today, and he said that he wanted to kick the head off the head of the table. Do you have a response to that? Kick the head off the head of the table.
Are you flirting with me?
Sammy interrupts like a cold shower and tells the Big P about his plans to protect Roman from Shins, okay? Funny segment, Sammy and Heyman are hysterical. Recap-a-mania continues with, you guessed it, more recaps. Monday night, AJ V Edge is highlighted and we're off to another commercial. Set It Off Dangerous is the official theme for WrestleMania Backlash. Adam Pearce and Sammy in the back.
You can go one-on-one with Shinsuke Nakamura. Right now.
Like now?
Yeah, now, right now.
Like right now?
Well, I'll give you a minute or two to get...
Well, a minute or two is not an Adam, that's not it. Oh my God, always now.
On a side note, I love Lacey Evans, and I think her background makes her an exceptionally believable badass in an industry full of half-asses. I think her story is heartbreaking and inspiring and very real. Talking about her family members dying via opt-out and bleeding to death in her arms is some heavy, heavy shit. Lacey Evans comes out to Cadence, and the crowd openly and genuinely seems happy to see her return. Great segment.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
A highlight video of Raquel Rodriguez's work, or a recap. Sammy goes down to the ring, and we go down to another ad break. Shinsuke okay comes down to the ring, and Pat jumps onto the desk and dances. Quick match, lots of attack and retreating from Sammy. Naka and Sammy do a great job of back and forth. It's almost like they know how to wrestle. Send for commercials. Violins continue. Match ends when Sammy and Shinny get outside the ring, and Naka gets caught with a halua kick as Sammy gets in the ring before the 10 count. RK-Bro comes out to the ring, and the crowd wakes up. WWE shills some house shows, and ad break. Drew McDonald shows up, and the three men start improvising their SNL bit.
Acknowledge!
Big acknowledgement right there!
Crowd gets into an acknowledged chant, and Bloodline comes down to the ring to poo-poo on the fun parade. Main event pay-per-view on Sunday, Violence! Show ends with RK-Bro and Drew McIntyre in the ring, and the Bloodline all over the outside. That's it for your SmackDown recap. I'm sorry. Make sure to tune into Wrestling Soup on Tuesday with Kevin Castle and on Thursdays with Joey Numbers. Join the Patreon at patreon.com/wrestlingsoup for all the extra Frank and Gus's shitboxes, archive content not on the main feeds, and join the Discord during the shows at discord.gg/wrestlingsoup. Subscribe to the shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, and Spreaker. I am Frank, Wrestling Soup.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.